Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend of October, Bob. We had that Hunter's full moon this week. The rut is on, brother. I am ready to get in the tree. I've been in a couple times already, passed on a couple little guys, and am waiting for that big old amorous buck to walk by and not know I'm there. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the smokiest show on the radio. It's The Grilling Guys. You can check out our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com, and you can hit us on Facebook, /TheGrillingGuys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See the thread there?
Yeah, there is. It's more than a thread. It's a yarn.
There's lots of grilling on YouTube, on Twitter, and I was talking with my buddy T-Gid this morning and told him to grab his handle on Twitter. It's available right now. So either way, it's kind of fun to have the different medias to use to get your smoky message out there. And it's all food, man. It's just
ours
all food.
To be radio.
It's all food.
Is the way we do it.
Yeah, right. We kind of suck at Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah,
I got to tell you.
Yeah, it's not the Grilling Guys Twitter show. It is a radio show. So let's just do what we do best. And I guess best is a frame of mind.
You know, in the fourth segment today, as you see, we're going to have my daughter, Emily Treeweiler, call in. And she has turned into quite a chef. And she's been with us the last couple weeks, so none of my clothes are fitting. I got to hit Snap Fitness harder. But I've had my twins' granddaughters for 2 weeks, and I'll tell you what, it is so wonderful to have little kids in the house again. And yesterday some of her friends came over, and we just had just kids everywhere, and it was something to watch.
Well, you know, Bob, you work out of your home, and your boss might be listening, so I'm just saying it's good to be a grandpa, right? Because you got to do it when you can, right? Yeah. Everybody understands that.
And you're right. The rut is on. I've heard some fantastic stories. I heard one last night. I had Woods Landscape come out and do my lawn. A little shout-out to the boys at Woods Landscape. Fantastic group. And they gave me a heck of a price. They put in my lawn in a day, and it's just seeded, but it looks gorgeous. Way better than I could have done.
Other than Zeus digging the holes in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a little salt on the wound.
Right, yeah. Zeus, a good old boy.
But those boys, it was fun to watch. I'd go outside every couple hours and check. And
that's the way to put in a lawn, brother.
Yes.
That's the way to put in a lawn.
And they were doing things I wasn't going to do, and they got the tools that I don't have, this neat Toro machine.
And young, strong backs, right?
Yes.
They had those two.
Yeah. And then they swept the driveway and blew it before they left.
Oh. Bonus.
So
right? So
we're in really good shape there. But so Emily's going to be calling in with a couple of really cool things, something you're going to have to make because it's right up your alley.
Okay.
It has bacon.
Oh, well, yeah. If you put bacon on it or around it or near it, it enhances it and you can't go wrong.
I had a nice conversation with our friend Don Van Dyne from Wells Fargo. He came over Sunday and brought the equipment back, and they absolutely loved the brisket.
Good.
He went on and on about the brisket.
So what'd you do with it?
I was worried about it.
Yeah, I knew you were. You talked to me about it.
I don't know that I liked it.
Right, but you did a couple things different, but it turned out.
I did a Texas style, just salt, pepper, and a little garlic, but I put a lot of pepper on it, and I was afraid I overdid it, but they loved it. And the bark was better because I used butcher paper.
Right, so explain that a little bit. Because brisket, I think, is one of the things our listeners probably struggle with the most. And I know I do of anything on the smoker because there's some tricks to it. But when you went to butcher paper, what did that do? What's that about?
Well, it didn't hit the wall in foil and juice, for one thing. It still stalled, but I don't think the stall was quite as long.
Okay.
And everybody might have had something to do with it.
Maybe explain
with the juice.
That as you smoke meat, it'll comes to what temperature?
Yeah, it's around 160, 165. It'll sometimes, butts in particular, because they're so big, they hit this point where the internal temperature gets to 165, and the juices in the meat are just shooting all over the place, and it keeps it very balanced instead of concentrated. So it just takes a while for those juices to run through it enough to where they all warm up and the temperature starts rising again. So it stalls for an hour or so.
Right.
And that's why, and it's usually wrapped by me. I wrap my meat at about 160. So these brisket I wrapped in butcher paper, whereas
rather than
traditionally
foil.
We would do foil.
Right.
And
so it's not as tight of a wrap.
It's not, and you don't really have the opportunity to put any beef broth in, which I like to do.
Right.
So I was worried about the moisture. Instead, I simply put a little beef broth in when I trayed them. I cut them and put them in trays and foil wrapped them, and I marked the tops like you suggested.
Right.
And I think that made it very nice for them. But they loved it. MSU Michigan State game last weekend, which was a horrible loss for the Spartans.
Crazy game with like a 2-hour emptying the stadium delay.
Hour and 35-minute
yeah,
delay.
Right. Yeah.
And he went back out to their tailgate session, opened up the cooler, and got more brisket out.
Right.
So everybody sat around under their tent eating more brisket.
Right.
Which,
what a cool thing.
Makes me happy.
Right,
because,
right.
Because I was worried about it. You don't want to send a great guy like him. And Don's the president of Wells Fargo, Michigan. He's tremendously nice fellow.
Right.
And we normally tailgate with him every year, and we couldn't go this year, so
right.
We simply sent the food along.
Right, right. If absent of the grilling guys ourselves, but he got the benefit of our tailgate.
And you did some scotch eggs for him.
I did. Those were really good.
Did you keep any for yourself?
Well, I did, as a matter of fact.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right. And he, when I got to meet him and I dropped off the food so he could head over to the tailgate, his wife was with him, and she's like, you know, I spent 3 hours on the internet trying to figure out this scotch egg recipe and how you get this so flavorful, and I still don't think I found it. And so I said, well, let me tell you the secret, because it's really super simple. I said, Janelle, I don't need to make you feel bad, but there's two ingredients in scotch eggs. One is a boiled egg, and one is Sobey Meats Parkside Kielbasa. Okay? Well, what's that? I said, well, that's a very special grind of a kielbasa that one market that I'm aware of sells, and it's a very special recipe loaded with garlic and seasonings. And I buy the kielbasa cased up, and I put a knife through the casing, and I make it into a bulk sausage, right? Take a little ball of it, about the same size of the egg, and you flatten it out in your hand, and then you pack that around a boiled egg. That's it, and roll it so it's like a snowball, right? There's sausage all around the egg. And put it on the smoker until the sausage is done. And I'm going to tell you that I do it at about 250 for about an hour and a half just to cook the sausage through, because the egg is a boiled egg, right?
So you could actually roll those in panko or some Progresso breadcrumbs.
Do whatever you want.
When you're done, too.
Right.
And
but
I
they
think,
crisp up is
yeah,
what I'm telling
right.
you. That sausage will crisp up.
Right.
So you really don't need it, but if you want that for an extra texture, it'd be awesome.
A little toast with your sausage
yeah, right,
is all.
Yeah, right. But guys, I'll finish up with Deer Camp. Those are a great thing to make, because you can make them a couple days ahead. They'll keep in the cooler. Throw them in the oven in the morning if you got one at camp, or even in the microwave. Wrap them in foil and put them in your pocket.
So many deer camps have microwaves.
Well, you know, it all depends where you go. I was at one,
yeah.
Right?
Class reunion. So I got a lot of great comments about your class reunion,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Shame.
Right.
Shame.
Oh, no.
Shame.
We had a great time, right? I mean, isn't part of deer camp having a great time? We got that part perfected,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, I guess you do. Yeah, you can always kill deer later.
Right, yeah. Well, that's it. That's right there.
Just don't kill any cats.
Yeah, just had to kill a hangover the next day, that's all. No big deal. Yeah.
So,
but anyway.
I was
fun week.
Yeah, just wanting to mention the rut real quickly. It is time, and you're seeing right now scrapes and rubs pop up all over the place. So I'm excited. Next weekend, I'm heading up to Whipple Lake, and I'm hoping I have lots of scrapes and rubs waiting for me.
Yep.
Because I'm taking Friday off, and I'm shooting up.
There you go. Speaking of scrapes and rubs, we got a guy coming up that knows how to do both on a grill. His name's Russ Falk. He's with the infamous Kalamazoo Grill Company. He's going to be with us. Stick with us. We'll be back. Night.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the end of October. Fall is upon us. My favorite time of the season, but it is absolutely some of the best grilling time of the year as well, because you know what? There's a little snap in the air. You get out there, and maybe now's the time you transition from having that beer to maybe a little spirits when you're standing out there doing your one-arm grilling like I do. But beer's still good, but I might switch to maybe a porter. Had a Java porter last night. Ooh, was really good. Hadn't had one in a long time. I don't like those big, thick beers when it's warm out, but when it's cooler out, I can, yeah. You know, you just leave it there.
That's so funny you say that, because I had a couple of those shipwreck-aged porters.
Right.
Those are bourbon barrel-aged.
Right.
But on the grilling line right now, we have from Kalamazoo Grills the mad scientist, Russ Falk.
Hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're good. We just wanted to talk to you a little bit about maybe your hybrid grill. We're talking all things chicken today, and sometimes people have a problem grilling chicken, and I wondered if maybe some of your products might have an advantage.
Certainly, especially when it comes to roasting a whole chicken. You can't go wrong with doing it on the hybrid fire grill, which is always amazing to cook on, but I spatchcock the whole chicken, lay it out flat, breast towards the fire at an indirect zone, and I roast those babies at 500 degrees for just 35 minutes. Crispy skin, succulent meat, you just can't beat it.
So that's indirect heat. So is the 500 degrees coming from the gas side or the charcoal side?
You know, there's not really one side or the other. You can, particularly with the chicken, do it just with gas, but I'll typically throw a little bit of charcoal in there for some extra flavor. You know, the key and the advantage of doing it on the hybrid fire grill is being able to have an indirect zone with even heat at 500 degrees. That's a challenge on a lot of gas grills.
That's what I was thinking. How do you accomplish that? Tall hood?
Sheer firepower.
Yeah. So tell people what a hybrid is.
Our hybrid fire grill, I truly believe, is the best gas grill on the planet, but it is also able to cook with charcoal and wood, and it can use those three fuels in any combination you like, hence the name hybrid. The key is the drawer system, which is between the burners and the grill grates, so you can leave that drawer empty to cook with gas or load it up with charcoal, and the gas burners down below get that charcoal fire started. Then you have the freedom to turn off the gas and be a charcoal purist, leave the gas going to bump up the heat. It's easy to have multiple zones, and you have a lot of room to work.
Wow. What a cool piece of equipment. Now, Russ, when I'm cooking over that heat direct, my drippings are hitting that pan that holds either the coal or the wood or nothing. And what's happening to those juices? How are we controlling flare-ups on that?
So they'll typically just pass right through, but part of the key to our performance is a very vertically expanded firebox. So, you know, I like to tell people that flare-ups are always going to happen anytime you have a hot surface below the food you're cooking. If anything's dripping down, you will have a flare-up. But flare-ups truly only matter when that flare-up has the opportunity to reach high enough to touch your food. That's when it's going to soot up. That's when it's going to get unpleasant. And by having such a vertically expanded system, the flare-ups don't really get the chance to reach the food. You know, it will impact the heat a little bit, but you're not getting that unpleasant sooting, and you're not getting that extreme heat of the food actually being within the fire.
Right. I was trying to line up Reichland to come on right after you this week, but he's on his way to Morocco as we speak, so he'll be on in a couple of weeks. But I know you're friends with him as well, and I thought it would be a great little duo to have on the show together. Stephen Reichland, if any of you follow Barbecue U, he's got several different YouTube channels, but he's probably just as in love with the Kalamazoo Grill as any of us.
It's hard not to fall in love with it, and we should definitely do the show together sometime. We've got a new cookbook coming out in time for the holiday season, Kalamazoo does, and Stephen Reichland actually wrote the introduction for it.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
That's awesome.
Great segue. So, Russ, your company continues to bring out new products and enhance the ones you have. What was the big announcement this year?
Our latest new product is actually cabinetry as opposed to grills, because we do full outdoor kitchens, and we have a brand new line of cabinetry and refrigeration that's very stylish, and we call it the Arcadia Collection. So it's a second line of cabinetry for us, visually different from the original line. Our most recent launch of cooking products, and I don't believe I've spoken to you guys on the radio since then, is our under-counter smoker cabinet, which is fantastic. And speaking of chicken and speaking of fall, this time of year, every Sunday before the Bears game, I am smoking buttermilk brine chicken wings with probably a different rub every week in that smoker. Love smoked wings for watching football.
And I love buttermilk brine.
So explain to our listeners then, we're going to go down that road a second, is a buttermilk brine, why? What's the significance of that?
You're going to end up with any brine, especially with poultry or pork, but in particular poultry. Any brine is going to give you a little bit juicier meat in your end result. You can also use that brine to infuse flavor. So unlike a marinade, the salt in the brine draws whatever flavorings you put in there down within the meat. And buttermilk brine on chicken is really good. So I typically dump a whole bottle of hot sauce, a bunch of buttermilk, more garlic than you can shake a stick at, and then salt, of course, whisk that together and leave the chicken overnight in that.
So completely submerged, you're going to leave them overnight. You're going to pull them off. Do you let them drip dry, or do you put them on your smoker or grill wet?
I let them drip dry on a cooling rack, and then I dust them with either a garlic rub or a spicy smoked chili rub, you know, whatever I happen to whip up, whatever mood I'm in. But I'm always hitting them with some sort of rub before I put them in the smoker. Alternatively, I also will grill them, and they react wonderfully either way. The key to me is still to use indirect heat, which is what I use for chicken most of the time, not just when I'm doing the whole chicken. Whether it's chicken thighs or anything, I think indirect heat is the way to go.
So tell me about that under-counter smoker, and how do you get rid of the smoke?
There is a protrusion through the countertop, low profile, and it is through that top section that the smoke comes out. It's also where you load the charcoal. So it is a gravity feed charcoal smoker.
So is it? Oh, really?
Yep.
So is it? Is it? Can you put a stack on it of any sorts to get the smoke elevated?
No, I mean, not really. No, it just goes out the top and dissipates.
Okay.
Obviously, you're outside, so
I'm just thinking if you're maybe in a, well, there's plenty of ways to deal with smoke, so that's not.
Yeah.
So this is 300 grade stainless.
Yes, it's available in 304 stainless steel, which is a lot of people know it as 18-8. It's what your silverware is made out of. We also will build anything that we make in 316 marine grade stainless for those people who are right on the coast.
Awesome. Russ Falk, Kalamazoo Grills. Give us your website.
It's kalamazoogourmet.com.
All right. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Wow, Russ always got cool stuff, man. He's on the higher end of the grill spectrum, but it's worth every penny you pay
for.
The
grill for life.
Right, it is. It's the last one you'll buy. Make sure you choose the right one, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got a guy named Alan Nuckman, and Alan has a new product out called Chicken Ribs. They aren't the little ones that you'd see inside the chicken. It's something different, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Between the lines of everything I want and I want to find one of these days, yeah.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. How about some chicken, Bob? We've been talking a little bit. That's not a cub, Bob. That's a chicken, Bob. But we've been talking about chicken all day, and it's the Yardbird show. And we got somebody on the grilling line right now, right?
What's the matter with chicken, sucker?
Nothing. Nothing, man.
Yeah, so I got a funny email, maybe a text, a month or two back after one of the UP beer events. It's from this fellow named Alan Nuckman. He's got a company called Origin Al. So on the grilling line right now, Mr. Chicken Ribs himself. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on.
So you've got a new product coming out on the market for those who maybe don't have a smoker or who are in a hurry or for whatever reason you want to just buy some chicken that somebody has prepared for you in a professional manner at a very affordable price. So tell us about this.
So chicken ribs are exactly like they sound. Chicken that tastes like ribs. Now, that usually stops the conversation right there because how is that possible? I found a special cut of chicken, put authentic Texas dry rub on it, and I smoke it with real hickory wood smoke. So it's chicken, a special cut of chicken that ends up tasting like ribs. It has a bone in it, so you eat it like ribs, but a handle to hold on to as well.
Very cool. So a special cut of chicken, let's explain that because people might be curious.
Okay, well, it's a whole piece of chicken, and the genesis from this came. I'm here in Chicago. I'm an options trader at the exchange, and I recognize an opportunity. Long story short, we'd go to the National Chicken Conventions for work to talk about grain hedging, and realized they needed some new chicken products. And they were shipping a lot of their dark meat overseas. Americans tend to focus on white meat chicken. In my opinion, it's rather, it doesn't hold flavor profiles very well. Dark meat chicken is starting to catch on. African-American communities, Asian communities, Hispanic communities understand and appreciate it. But in the past, most of them have been shipped overseas. So I recognized an opportunity there, took this special cut of chicken, an oyster cut chicken thigh, meaning it has the back off, has the skin off. So it's just a whole piece of chicken, and use that as the basis for this barbecue.
So there are people out there right now listening around the country, around the world, that might have a specialty store or a supermarket or a deli. How could they get this product into those places?
Well, we have retail and we have food service distribution. So we're in the Midwest. Lipari is our distributor, so we're in a lot of specialty shops, and I'm working up the chain of grocery stores. Also for food service, we got Gordon Food Service, we got Restaurant Depot. Also, chickenribs.com, you can order online, and we'll send you a little barbecue box. We got a 10-pound box and a 20-pound box. So the key for this product is that as much as we all love to smoke meat, and that's the difference here, this is real hickory wood smoke. There was a challenge finding a smokehouse, because a lot of smokehouses use the liquid smoke, which is not what we wanted. So this is real hickory wood smoke with real dry rub on it, is that we wanted to be able to disseminate this, get this out with this flavor profile on it, and have authentic barbecue. Now, we all like to smoke, and it's one of my ways of relaxing, spending a couple hours outside, maybe have a beer or three, and smoke some meat. But we don't always have the time. So this is convenient, the fact that it's already fully cooked and frozen. You just take it out of the freezer. If you want to be that guy that goes outside, you can just warm it up on the grill and fool your friends and make people think you're working outside for 3-4 hours. But it's already done for you. So it's a nice ability to get barbecue, rain or shine.
So speaking of beer, you have a beer from the UP you particularly like.
Yeah, I'm friends with Black Rocks Brewery. I'm born and raised in Marquette, Michigan. Maybe you can sense it in my voice a little bit. And went to Michigan State University. So I'm partial to Black Rocks. Black Rocks, if anyone knows the geology, are the oldest rocks in North America. I think they're 3 million years old. And if you ever get a chance, go to Black Rocks in Upper Michigan in Marquette, and you do a little bit of cliff diving. But the water is somewhat cold, so if you're a troll that lives below the bridge, you got to be ready for that.
Right? Yeah, you might want to go in August, the end of August. Lake Superior is finally, the ice is off it, so for a couple of weeks.
So, Alan, somebody buys these. You mentioned the grill. What is your recommended way to reheat these? What do you think works best?
Well, they come frozen, so if you want to slack them out, and that's what restaurants do, they slack them out so they're ready to go, and all you have to do is warm them. So that's an important feature here. They are fully cooked. Now, sometimes people have a tendency to recook frozen food. That's not what you want to do. All you want to do is warm it through so it's warm in the middle, up to eating temperature, so it's very easy. You could bake it in the oven. You could, like I said, I often warm it on the grill outside. Gives me an excuse to sit outside and look like I'm doing something and listen to a ball game and drink a beer. It can also be used for a lot of different things. I take this chicken rib meat, and I make chicken rib pizzas, pasta, tacos, use it in soups for gumbo. So it's a good go-to because we're looking at it as a healthy protein. This is 75% less fat and calories than pork ribs with all the flavor. So it's a convenient, healthy go-to for barbecue that you can just grab out of your freeze anytime you need it.
So you could make like chicken chili with that as well.
Oh, definitely. Yep, yeah. Done that many times before as well.
All right. Give us the name of your website again.
It's chickenribs.com, chickenribs.com, and you get healthy barbecue anytime, rain or shine.
All right. Alan Nuckman, thanks for coming on The Grilling Guys. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
You bet.
It's kind of a cool product, Bob, for a guy that doesn't. We all live pretty busy lifestyles, and if you want good tasting smoked chicken, then this is an option for you. So look for it. When he said he's got it in distribution,
a lot of the grocery stores are starting to get in. He's not quite there in all the places, but I think if you go to Gordon Foods, you can probably find it. Yep. And that's a great source.
In our market, I see the Lipari trucks driving around the time. So yep. So hopefully they're in yours too.
You know what I was thinking of is R&J's Best Choice Market up in Houghton Lake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Ron and I think it's Joanne. They have a lot of really cool things up there.
Like this. Sure.
And this would be perfect for them because yep. I don't think he has a smoker there. So,
right.
You know, folks up on Houghton Lake, tip up town, it might be nice to... You could just throw these on your porch during tip-up town. They'd stay frozen.
Yeah. Then bring them in, put them under your arm, they'll warm up, right? Yeah. Just like your hand.
I wanted to talk a little bit about a bake my wife does with chicken breasts. It's really simple, and I could probably email it if anybody wants it. Go to thegrillingguys.com and just click Contact Bob. And I'll send you the recipe. She's got it. But basically, it's really simple. And it's not the type of recipe that's typically in our house because we don't do a lot of things where open a can of this and open a can of that. But this one's one of those kind of simple methods. And it's like a can of Campbell's cream of celery soup, a can of their chicken or mushroom, whichever you like. And you mix those together. You lay out about, I'm going to say... 6 to 8 skinless, boneless breasts, mm-hmm. and you pour the sauce over them. Then you lay a slice or two of Swiss cheese over it. You can cover the entire pan in Swiss if you want, but you mm-hmm. don't need to. And then you put a bunch of stuffing mix on top, just dried stuffing mix. And stovetop stuffing would be one that I would think of would be very easy. Or you can use breadcrumbs like Progresso. And then you bake that for, I don't know, an hour at 350. When you get done, I don't know, you might have had this at our house before.
I don't think so.
Pull the breasts off, and there's Swiss cheese and this beautiful sauce. And it's like a lot of birthdays in our house. We have a lot of kids. And that's like seems to be the number one choice.
It's a go-to.
It is.
Yeah, family loves it.
Yeah.
Speaking
good
about things that your family loves, your oldest daughter, Emily, is going to be joining the show next, which is a nice treat because not only is she a wonderful woman, but she has some real skills when it comes to cooking. And she found out we were doing the chicken show, and she said, you know what? Let me on, Dad. So she brought you those two beautiful granddaughters, so you couldn't say no, I'm sure.
That's
so,
right.
Coming up next, we've got Emily Treweiler, and she is going to impart a little chicken expertise on us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now?
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
This is Job from the Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grillin' Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch girl, but it's gone too far.
Was that a rich girl or a bitch girl, Bob? We're about to talk to your daughter, and I'm thinking she's not relying on the old man's money anymore. So we'll see how all this goes when we start talking
with
her.
She just happens to be a Hall & Oates fan.
Right. Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we've been talking chicken all day. It was just this is the Yardbird Show. And we've got a special treat for you. It's special for the Grilling Guys, and we hope you're going to enjoy it too. But we've got Bob's daughter, Emily, on the grilling line, and she's going to impart a couple recipes for us and probably give us a little bit about the real deal of what it is by growing up in a Barbecue Bob household. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate the Hall & Oates plug-in in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought it would.
But anyway, so... When Dad falls short at the grill and you got to pick up his slack, I understand you got a couple go-tos that that you use. Tell us about one of those.
Yes, his favorite is I make a pasta carbonara, and it's really easy. And if he messes up something on the grill, we've got to make sure that we make him look good. So
exactly, I feel your pain.
She doesn't even have to wait for that. She can make this anytime because it's my new favorite side. No matter what you're grilling, this works. Listen up.
The nice thing about this is you probably have all the ingredients in your fridge. So it's pasta, some bacon, some eggs. Some pecorino cheese, or you can use grated Parmesan, and then parsley and pepper. So that's it.
Nice.
It's really easy. You take a little olive oil. I like to do it in a big skillet. You saute some diced up bacon or pancetta until it's crispy. Throw some chopped garlic in. And then while the pasta's cooking, you finish off the bacon, and then you just put everything together. So you put the pasta into the skillet with the bacon and the garlic. You mix up some eggs and some grated Parmesan, and you make a sauce out of it. So you just combine it in a bowl. And once the pasta and the bacon is all mixed together, you pour the egg and cheese mixture, and the heat from the pasta and the bacon cooks the egg. So it creates this really creamy texture. And then you just top it off with some pepper and parsley, and it's done. And I mean, you can make it in 15 minutes.
So tell the truth now. All that grease in the pan from the bacon, what do you do with it?
Well, that's what makes the sauce.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Job. This is.
I said it was good.
Oh, right. Yeah. This is crazy stuff. It is so good. And the first time we had a party, a few weeks back, we were together. I don't remember what we were doing, but you made it. And fortunately, we ran out, and I didn't have to finish off the entire batch myself.
Did anybody else get any?
They did.
Yeah? A couple bites? You ought to try this. It's really good. I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, I have to get back.
We made it about 3 days later, and we were out of spaghetti, so we just kind of used a hodgepodge of pasta that we had around, and it was still delicious.
And it was just fine, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. We used some penne.
It was great.
So if you didn't write that recipe down in the dust on your dash as you're driving to the kids to wherever you're going, we'll post that on the Grilling Guys website so that you can have it, because simple and delicious is all about what the Grilling Guys are about. We don't want to think too hard when we cook. We just want to produce a great product.
You know, and I know you're in the midst of trying to create a blog, but you have another way that people can follow you, and what is that?
My Instagram is where I post a lot of recipes. I bake a lot. I like to do easy things because I have kids, so... My Instagram is at Emily Tree. It's EmilyTrie. And if you get sick of my recipes, I occasionally post pictures of my twins on there. So you can get a little bit of both.
Yeah. Okay. I saw the little picture where they were in the rain boots walking away from the camera holding hands, and I'm like, holy cow, that is a Hallmark moment right there. It's beautiful.
I only post the good pictures. The tantrums don't make it up there, so you'll be safe.
That's the same way we do with our grilling, you know? You see some good pictures. But,
So you make a fantastic – there's another – and this isn't grilling. You do it on a large cast iron skillet.
Is it a Dutch oven or is it a skillet?
Either.
Oh. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it in both. I love to make it. I have a couple size skillets, so this is great that you can make for one person or for 10. You know, depending on what size skillet you use. It's called Eggs in Purgatory. It's originally called shakshuka. It's a Mediterranean dish where they basically poach eggs in a tomato sauce and use some kind of bread to dip it in. So it's a delicious breakfast to have by yourself. If you're camping, it's great to have make a giant thing of it for a group of people. It's beautiful on a table. And again, really simple ingredients that you probably have at home. You saute a little olive oil I like to use a cast iron skillet. Throw some garlic in until it's fragrant, about 30 seconds. I like to do chili flakes. I add a little bit more in mine to make it spicy. And then you put in a can of tomatoes. You stir it and kind of like a marinara sauce. You can flavor it with whatever you want. I like to use a little oregano. There's a French spice called piment d'Espelette, which is really delicious in it, but kind of hard to get. And then once that's cooked to, you know, it tastes good, you throw some eggs in whole, and you basically poach them in this tomato sauce. Throw the cover on until they're poached. I like my eggs runny. You can poach it to, you know, whatever desire you have. And then you just serve it with some really crusty bread, and you can throw it on the table, and it will be gone in 10 minutes.
So like, if you wanted some of them sunny side up, just put some in and then wait a few minutes and then put the last ones in to have more of a sunny side up flip.
So are we plating this out of the pan, or is this just everybody standing around with bread in their hand dunking it in?
Everyone's dunking it in.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I'm saying.
You have the mini skillets. You can make personal portions, which is fun for kids if you don't want to make it as spicy. At the end, I throw in some grated Parmesan on top and some fresh parsley to flavor it. And I just serve that with, you can do any sides. You can do some bacon. You can do some brisket. You can do it as a breakfast dish. It's great for a brunch or a dinner. But it looks great, and
it's
everybody
fun.
Loves it.
It's fun. And you can actually scoop a couple eggs out yourself. We typically, you know, everybody scoops a few eggs on their plates, and then, you know, community dipping.
Right. Yeah. So, Emily, this probably isn't a red-hot skillet, but you're still getting it hot enough that you're probably your sauce is bubbling a little bit when you put the eggs in?
Yeah, it's kind of simmering. That's how the eggs poach in it. I like to turn it off because I don't like my eggs overcooked, and I'll just put a top on, and within 5 minutes, the eggs are cooked really nicely where the whites are hard, but the inside's still runny.
All right. My sweet daughter, my oldest, my first, and give us your Instagram call.
The Instagram is Emily Tree, EmilyTrie.
Okay, follow this girl. She's got mad cooking skills.
And went away from home to get them. No, I think Maureen cooks really, really well.
Yeah, she learned it all from her mother.
But I got to give most of the credit, too.
Okay, see
you,
kid.
So good to talk with you. Take care.
Bye, guys.
Bye. That's fun, Bob. That puts a grin on my face. You are the man in that household, I know, and it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Yes, today's man law. This is, if you've got a single buddy, and I've got a few,
yep.
Thou shalt not inhibit another man's game.
Simple.
Yep.
Simple. No reason to.
No.
Right?
Let him play.
Right.
Let him play, sucker.
Do what you got to do. Exactly. But, so yard bird on the grill, on the smoker, is something that is very, very common out there. And it was interesting to hear Al there from the chicken ribs that most of the dark meat goes elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's my preference. I'm sorry. I mean, the skinless, boneless chicken breast is overrated in my world. The thighs are so much better flavor, so much more moisture. I don't understand why people don't use them more.
Well, here's the cool thing about thighs. I don't care if it's a boneless thigh or a skin-on, bone-on.
Right.
If you've got the traditional thigh, just trim some of that skin up and grill it. And, I mean, bring that thing up to like 180.
Yep.
It's so forgiving. You can overcook it. And I found this out by accident by leaving it on the grill
too long.
Don't
burn it, but you can bring it up to temperature.
Well, I was practically burning it. And I'll tell you what, everybody loved it.
Right.
So it's forgiving.
Coming up next, boneless skewers. Maybe a little beer, but stick with us. We'll be back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend in October, and this is the last segment of that show. So we're going to bring this train to the station so we can get out and maybe do a little hunting this weekend because, man, that Hunter's Moon, that full moon, was earlier this week, and the rut is on. And if you're any kind of hunter like Barbecue Bob and I are, you need to be out in the woods right now. So appreciate you listening. But we're going to finish up with the yard bird. Bob, you use a technique. Russ Falk from Kalamazoo Grills mentioned it earlier. Let's talk a little bit. What does spatchcock mean, and why do you do it?
Spatchcock, and as I think of chicken, one of my other daughters is raising chickens. Maggie has chickens now, so she's learning how to raise chickens.
True yard birds.
And she's finding out it's not all that millennial cracked up to be.
Yeah.
You know, this is the trend now with the 20
and
30-somethings.
I want to go out and pick up eggs out of my yard and eat them. Right, yeah.
Everybody wants to raise chickens, and then they raise them. And it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Much to learn. One thing they did learn is you don't want to raise turkeys.
Right.
Because they are monsters. And, well, one of them's in my freezer right now. Yeah. And when they drop a load, and they usually want to jump on your car, they drop it right there.
Right.
And it's like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
So, spatchcocking. Now, great segue.
I didn't say spatchcrapping. I said spatchcocking.
It's basically you take a chicken and you flip it over on its breast with the back exposed, and you take some poultry shears and you slice up each side of the spine and you remove its spine so it's much like a congressman. and then you also carve out the ribs if you can. You can send them to Alan so he can make chicken ribs.
Right.
But, basically you do that, and then you can apply oil, acids, whatever you want, herbs to that thing, and throw it on the grill or in the smoker. Here's a little word I'd tell you to do, though, is when you're arranging that carcass, it's very floppy because now it's not intact. So put it in place on the grate the way you want the presentation to look.
Right.
Because it ain't going to move later.
Right. However you cook it is the way it's going to come off the grill.
Yeah.
Because everything will tighten up
and
it'll sit there. Now, Russ from Kalamazoo Grill said he cooks it breast side down. And he puts it in a 500-degree indirect heat, which would be hard for a lot of our listeners to do, to get a grill that hot without having all the burners on.
Yeah, and I think he meant to say skin side down. Right. Because The breasts, I mean, there is no breast side down. The breasts are exposed. Either way you put it, the breasts are down.
Right, right. So the skin side, yeah, I think, because he said, I want crispy skin.
Yeah.
Right? And that, that metal, 500-degree metal touching that skin will crisp it up, where if it's air side up, it's not going to get as crispy.
500 degrees is pretty impressive.
Right, yeah. If you can get your grill that hot and keep it that hot without burning stuff, it's probably a Kalamazoo grill or at least another good one that's out there.
Yeah,
right?
Big one. I think Fire Magic and there's quite a few of them. My Tech will do it.
Right, yeah, exactly. I got one of those as well. But boneless chicken skewers, this is an absolute go-to for families. You can make these things a day or two ahead and usually use a little marinated or
It's too easy.
Right.
It's too easy.
Yep.
But here's the key. Here's what I do no longer use. I no longer use breast meat. I use skinless, boneless chicken thighs.
Right. Juicier.
And it is forgiving. It doesn't stick to the grate.
Right. And it's a lot juicier. Last thing maybe all of you have heard of is a beer butt chicken. And this is where you take a whole chicken, put it on a stand, and the beer can fits in this stand.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be beer, though. We've used a lot of different.
I like orange juice.
Right. A lot
stuff
of different
items. Little fruit in the thing's neck so it steams up the cavity.
Right.
Smoky outside, moist inside. It's the bomb.
Right. It's just like Barbecue Bob. But, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. If you are getting in a tree, use safety equipment to get up and down and not necessarily a safety net.
Oh, all right? Wow. How about that? Yeah.
All right. Take care. We'll talk with you next week.
Oh, you look